The beach house was a modern tri-level, in a row of seemingly identical structures along a freshly developed strip of the coast, a mile east of the Perdido Beach Hilton. October was off-season. Most of the houses appeared to be empty. Sandy parked behind a shiny, generic four-door with Louisiana plates, a rental car, he presumed. He knocked on the door, and Leah greeted him with a smile and led him immediately to a cardboard box on a table in the dining area. "This is the Aricia file," she said. "Patrick's had it in storage in Mobile for the past 4 years. How much do you know about the Aricia matter?" "I know he was the client whose $90 million got snatched by Patrick, if you believe the papers," Sandy said. "He was an executive with Platt & Rockland who had squealed on the company for overbilling under the False Claims Act. Platt & Rockland got caught to the tune of something like $600 million. His lawyers were Bogan & Company, where our pal Patrick worked. That's about it. I know the basics." "Well, the Aricia claim was fraudulent from the very beginning," she said. "Benny Aricia ran Platt & Rockland's new coastal shipyards in Pascagoula. They're a big defense contractor with a shady past and a bad reputation for bilking the government. The Expedition nuclear submarines New Coastal was building were already over budget, and Aricia decided to make matters worse. New Coastal submitted fraudulent labor records, thousands of hours at union scale for work that was never done, for employees who had never existed. It procured materials at grossly inflated prices, light bulbs for $16 each, drinking cups for $30 each, and on, the list is endless."
"Is the list in this box?" Sandy asked.
"Only the big items, radar systems, missiles, weapons, things I've never heard of. The light bulbs are insignificant. Aricia had been with the company long enough to know exactly how to avoid detection. He created a ton of paperwork, little of it with his name on it. Platt & Rockland had 6 different divisions involved with defense contracting, and so the home office was a zoo. Aricia took advantage of this.